With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. During the summer, regular routines often fall to the wayside, and with them, blood donation rates. The Red Cross wants to remind everyone to keep donating blood over the summer. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked with the interim executive director of the North Central branch of the Red Cross about their needs.
The Red Cross supplies nearly 40% of all blood and blood products in the nation. If they're not used within a few months, they expire. So the Red Cross needs to work on a timely and consistent basis. That means timely and consistent donations, which don't always happen, especially during the summer months. Mary Jane Thompson is the interim executive director of the North Central branch of the Red Cross.
When we don't have students holding scheduled blood drives and people go on vacations during the summer and aren't in their routine schedule, we see sometimes a dramatic decrease in blood donors.
She says that high school and college-aged donors make up 20 to 25% of the blood supply. Blood is needed for surgeries, emergency situations, cancer treatment, sickle cell patient transfusions, and more.
So those blood cells, those red cells have to be there and on the shelf. So it can affect families and those patients if the blood is not there or if there is a fear that there won't be enough blood where hospitals have to reach out and try to get it in.
WXPR reported in January that blood levels had fallen to critically low levels. Thompson says she's worked with countless families who've told her how important blood donations were personally to their loved one's health.
They can help to save a life. They can give people more time with family members who are struggling.
To make an appointment to donate blood, download the Red Cross's app. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
A 689-foot bulk carrier made it to port late Saturday evening after taking on water in a remote section of Lake Superior. WCMU's Rick Brewer has more on what the U.S. Coast Guard is describing as a rare event in the Great Lakes.
Half the crew of the Canadian-flagged ship known as the Michipicoten were evacuated from the vessel shortly after water started flowing in. No injuries have been reported. Lieutenant Joseph Snyder is a public affairs officer with the U.S. Coast Guard. He says officials originally thought the ship hit a submerged object 35 miles off the coast of Isle Royale National Park, but Snyder says that's no longer definitive.
The assumption is that there was some kind of exterior damage, crack to the ship that was allowing lake water to enter.
Interior pumps poured lake water overboard to allow the ship to stay afloat and travel under its own power. Officials from the Canadian Coast Guard are taking over the investigation to determine what caused the breach on the 72-year-old ship. It's currently docked in Thunder Bay, Ontario, just northwest of Isle Royale. RAN Logistics, the company that owns the freighter, did not immediately respond to our request for comment. I'm Rick Brewer.
Aspirus Wausau Hospital has finished the first phase of its ongoing renovation of its emergency department. Mason Luca, emergency department director at Aspirus Wausau Hospital.
This is the first phase of three. What this did was create the new waiting space for patients, as well as additional triage rooms and a subacute unit within our emergency department that has 8 beds and then 3 to 4 fast-track rooms.
Luca is excited about the changes.
I think one of the concerns that we hear most about from our patients is around wait times and being able to see people efficiently. And with the expansion of the rooms, we're hoping to do that in a much better fashion, as well as just providing a better environment for our staff and for our patients alike, because of just how modern and spacious the new space feels.
The final phases of the project will include renovating the existing emergency department and waiting room area into additional emergency department treatment space at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Once construction is completed, nearly 30,000 square foot expansion will almost double the current space. The final phases of the project are expected to be completed in approximately 1 year. As the 2024 election inches closer, candidates and civic engagement organizers are likely to try to connect with younger voters. But for college-age individuals from smaller towns, these connections are few and far between. Mike Moen reports.
The Rural Democracy Initiative says 63% of rural youth are infrequent or uncommitted voters, and they're among the least contacted by both nonpartisan and political operations. The organization is behind a new effort to strengthen civic engagement for this demographic. Wisconsin-based groups are doing similar work. Emma Frederick with Leaders Igniting Transformation says rural college students from the western half of the state often feel overlooked.
They note that this is the first time that anyone's talked to them about voting. And while their parents might want to help or their parents don't know themselves, this is a new experience for them.
She says one of the main issues young voters from rural areas want addressed is a lack of resources in their hometown school districts. I'm Mike Moen.
Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has challenged signatures on petitions filed seeking an election to recall him from office. He said Friday there were not enough valid signatures. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission has until June 28th to determine whether there are enough to trigger a recall election. The panel rejected the first attempt for not having enough valid signatures. Voss is being targeted by supporters of former President Donald Trump. They submitted more than 9,000 signatures May 28th. They need 6,850 valid signatures to force a recall election. Voss said he found thousands of invalid signatures. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.